and a warm welcome to the Blue Toon Podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. On this week's episode, we look back on Saturday's win at East Fife, preview this weekend's home game with Stenhouse Muir, and a loan move for Aaron Smith. We assess the benefits for all parties. Yes, welcome along to this week's episode of the Blue Toon Podcast. As you can probably tell, I'm still a little bit hoarse from Saturday's victory. I'm sure we will be covering in great depth. I'm Colin Byers, with me it's Martin Smith. Martin, I'm assuming you're just as hoarse and as excited than normal.
Yeah, I got all the excitement on Saturday, but yeah, brilliant to be back with a positive episode of the Blue Toon Podcast.
It's actually a positive one, and it's going to be positive because it's been a long time since we had a positive one, so I just wasn't quite sure how to kind of go ahead with it. But really, the only place we can really start this week's one is Saturday's victory, doing the East Fife opening game of the season. Against a side that we spoke about last week was much fancied by experts, and I use experts in the loosest term, of course, that they might be up there challenging at the end of the season. And we have got to be cautious, it is only one game, right enough. But after the Saturday's performance, I would say there was only one team that looked like title contenders.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think... you know, rightly so. I think a few folk have tipped East Fife to be there or thereabouts, but I think the performance that we put in on Saturday certainly showed that we are a team that, as you said, it's only one game, but on that performance alone on Saturday, you'd really fancy our chances to be in and around the conversation for not only promotion, but for winning the title. And yeah, I thought the players were brilliant on Saturday.
It was an excellent performance. It was so far away from what we were used to watching last season in terms of, you know, five at the back, four in midfield, one up front most of the time last season. Saturday it was far different. It was, you know, on the front foot, it was getting forward, it was attack, and high pressing. You know, the wingers were high up all the time, on the cusp of being offside on many occasions, but that's what we wanted to see, and it's been a long time coming, and a lot of folk have maybe dismissed Peterhead already, but maybe will sort of take a notice of that performance as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very small section. There is a few guys at work that have mentioned prior to Saturday's game that they didn't think Peterhead would be in around the conversation. Like I said, it's only one game, but they've certainly changed their tune as well. They thought going away to East Fife would be a tricky opener, like pretty much like we did. They said performance was night and day compared to what we had last season. You can really now see what Jordan and Ryan have tried to implement in the cup games and through the pre-season friendlies, that they're trying to be on the front foot, they're trying to be more attacking. And I certainly think you could have gotten more attacking than what we did on Saturday. As you said, players were playing on the cusp of being offside. I like that high-intensity wing play that we sort of looked to have adapted. So, yeah, really good polished performance.
And you look at the starting 11, eight of those players that started, McKenzie, Ryan Strachan, Jason Brown, Danny Strachan, Jack Brown, Andy McCarthy, Conor O'Keefe and Kieran Shanks, were all involved last season. Hamish Ritchie was part of the squad as well, but obviously was injured. So there's only three players that were new, if you like, apart from obviously Hamish Ritchie. He was coming back for his injury. But the performances that they were putting in on Saturday, again, was night and day compared to what it was last season. We got used to players playing out of position, got used to players playing in a way that was almost shackled in a way.
Yeah, I think this year we've certainly got, as they said, it's pretty much the core of last season that played this year, but I think the players have gotten confidence in them. So we've mentioned it for the last couple of years, that confidence plays a massive factor in your performance. And the players, I mean, it's difficult to describe, but you've seen every challenge was met with a positivity for the players. Every time they won the ball, any time they beat their man, they were delighted to do it. And I think last season they got so downbeaten by results, by performances, the change of management, being asked to do things that they maybe weren't quite comfortable in doing, trying to adapt a style that, you know, when David Robertson was here, didn't quite suit our team. And the Rafa players that come in, but now it's completely different. There's a core of the squad that you think, yes, this team can really challenge for the title in League Two. And based on what we've seen on Saturday, you know, it's hard to argue against it.
And you look at somebody like Jack Brown, I mean, you could go through the whole team and pick a man in the match with those that it played. But Jack Brown looked like a completely different player. I know he was sort of in and out of the team last season. He was the favoured by David Robertson for some reason, but Jack, I think, is one of those players that thrives on confidence, and he was playing in midfield, he was getting box to box, which also resulted in him scoring, but he was winning tackles, he was getting involved, he was getting stuck in 50-50s, and all these kind of things are coming from, I guess, the management and the way that they've approached their man management style.
I think so. I think the man management style of Ryan and Jordan is completely different to what maybe McAnally and Robertson had. I think the latter two are more old school in maybe terms of the man management. I think Ryan and Jordan's got that style, and when they treat players as individuals rather than a collective group. But I think they've instilled belief in the players. They are good players. He didn't become a bad player overnight. And obviously, this season, we said there's eight players that started the game on Saturday that were here last season. They've just installed a bit of belief in them that, you know, you're a good player, go and showcase that. And I think the players, if we mentioned it, were socials, they showed hunger and determination. We didn't see that last season, or very rarely did we see it. We've seen a polished performance as well for 90 minutes. We bemoaned that last season that we didn't hate it. And this, you know, on Saturday, we got that. As you said, to a man, everybody was brilliant. You could pick out 11 men in the matches. I've been critical of Stuart McKenzie when he came in. I thought he'd really two really good saves during the game as well at key stages. And again, it just shows you everybody's now. I think Ryan and Jordan have mentioned it in post-match and pre-match interviews before that everybody's pulling the same weight. And you know, I think that was pretty evident in Saturday's performance.
And it's just the three goals in the clean sheet, but it's the manner of the victory. It's the manner of the performance. It was, you know, it was one touch stuff. It was getting forward as quickly as possible. There was the flicks, the tricks for Hamish Ritchie, for Conor Duffy and Wardy when he came on as well. And it just looked as though everybody's confidence was sky high, even though, you know, after the way that the League Cup went, there is that kind of belief, as you said, that within the squad that they can go into this season and do well.
Yeah, that's why I said last week, didn't I get too hung up on the results of the cup games, because if you went on that basis, this would have been a win for East Fife. But you could slowly see what Ryan and Jordan were doing over the course of the cup games. They were trying to install this style of play. It didn't always work, but you could see that they were building up to it. And I'll say, nae disrespect, but when you're playing teams like East Fife, they're nae in the same level of teams as you're playing your part of Thistle and Dundee United that we got in the cup. So now that the players were able to express themselves, they've got that belief, and now that they've got a win as well against a team that has been tipped by some bookies to win the title, must give the players massive confidence going into next week's game.
Yeah, and as I said, it's probably the best performance that we've seen for, you know, 18 months. I know it's the first away victory since April 2022, so it's been over a year, and we went a whole season last season without winning an away game. So, you know, it just shows how far they've come in a short space of time. But it was enjoyable to watch, and it was you were, every time you went forward, you almost kind of, there's something going to be happening here.
Yeah, in previous seasons, especially last season, I think we struggled to make anything going forward. But on Saturday, we looked at our threat every time we went forward. There was a moment as well, Aaron Reid came off the bench and he skinned the boy at fullback in his first thought, drive into the box, head towards that goal. And again, it comes down to confidence. It's a massive thing, but you know the performance on Saturday was well worthy of the win.
You recall what happened with his cross at the end? Jordan's effort went.
Yeah, if you're being critical of the co-manager, you'd say he's got to do better, get your body over it. You know, you've time to take a touch. But, you know, when you look back at the highlights, it's an exaggeration to say we could have hit easy five or six. You know, Hamish Ritchie, we had a chance. Jack Brown, we won that went wide. Jordan as well, if his connection was a wee bit better. We'll let him off. He's maybe a wee bit rusty coming off the bench. But it's an exaggeration to say if that ended up 6-0, it wouldn't be, you know, far for the realms of possibility, because we did hit other good chances in the game.
Yeah, and we hit the crossbar twice as well, and I think their keeper had a couple of good saves as well. So you're right, in terms of the amount of chances we were creating, it wasn't like we were creating, you know, 10, 12, 15 shots and maybe only had two on target. They were all pretty much on target, and that's, again, is a far cry from what we were watching last season.
Yeah, last season we were maybe snatching at chances when it came about because we're so few and far between. But Saturday, you know, as we said, Hamish and Jordan could have hit one as well. So the chances were there, which is good. It wasn't just a case of with three shots on target and three goals. There was more that we could have got, and, you know, that bodes really well even this early on in the season.
And again, as I said about, you know, performances by everybody on the park, but, you know, Shanks led that line again brilliantly. He's not going to win every header, but as you said before, he'll make himself a nuisance. He gets a boot, you know, and by the time he comes off the park, he looks knackered, and probably because he is.
I was knackered watching his performance, how much running he does. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Shanks leads the line really, really well. He involves others. I think it was maybe of Keith's first goal. You know, Shanks has done a lot of work by coming deeper, which has allowed him the running behind. So he's dragging a defender, allows Keith through. Yeah, some really good play in. You know, Shanks led the line terrifically well.
So let's talk about the goals then, the three goals. First time we've gotten three goals in over a year as well, which was quite a surprise. Jack Brown got the first one, and it was Shanks who set it up. But we've got to mention before we got to that stage was Ryan Strachan's run from his own half and suddenly turning into Lothar Matthäus-esque kind of run through the middle. There is a bit, East Fife were looking for a free kick. Before Jack Brown had picked up the loose ball, you look at it, and we'll probably come on to the referee a little bit later, but you look at it there, and there's probably not much in it, but you could probably, if it happened to us, you'd probably be arguing, well, that could have been a free kick.
Oh, 100%. If it's against us, you're asking for a foul, but based on the way the referee did the game, I'm surprised it wasn't a foul. He seemed to give every little niggly thing, but I think it is just two players coming together. I don't think there's been really anything in it. I think, you know, Jack Brown's there. I put it this way, I don't think that if Ryan had moved it the way, I don't think the player's getting to it before Jack. So in that instance, I think it's probably a fair game.
And then Jack picked up the loose ball, played it wide to Kieran Shanks, who, as mentioned there, you know, going left and right and dragging defenders here, there and everywhere. And Jack's continues on, and I think there's three or four defenders or at least five players in the box, and he's managed to pick him out the back stick.
Sign of a really good player. He isn't just stood and admired his pass. He's played it to Shanks wide, and he's followed it in. Gone unmarked, back post, really good ball in for Shanks as well. Defender can't deal with it, goalkeeper doesn't care whether to come for it. And a really good calm finish at the back post by Jack.
And then Jack gets gets an assist for Conor Hughes' first one. And again, you look at it, you look at the build-up. Jack's winning a 50-50 in the midfield. He picks up the loose ball and his first thought is just get forward. Look up, see who's running forward. And O'Keefe, who was on the right-hand side at that stage, you know, acres of space, brilliant through ball, and, you know, he's got options. You know, does he square it across to Shanks, which was one option, or does he go for goal and score? And he decides to go for goal and score, and it's a brilliant individual goal, but a good set up from Jack Brown to slide him in.
Yeah, I was impressed with the goal. I mean, I can his second one's a brilliant one, but it's a totally different type of goal, this one, because he's got time to think about it. And, you know, some players, when they've got time in front of goal, make their own decision. I thought Shanks gave him a really good option. He didn't just stand and wait, you know, and watch the ball go through and see whether Connor was going to finish it. He's followed it in as well. Defender is our no man's land, doesn't know whether to go to Kieran Shanks or go to Connor O'Keefe, and a good finish under the keeper.
And Connor O'Keefe, who likes to get goal of the season contenders, pops up with another one for the third, and his second of the game. And I think back to the goal, and I think back how I was almost surprised it went in, not because how good a goal was, but because we scored three. And I just kind of think to myself, I'm doing the old Pep Guardiola kind of hands in the face, going, oh, surprised, kind of meme kind of thing. But such a good hit for him on his right foot. And it's the old cliche, you could have two goalkeepers in the goal and they wouldn't be stopping it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw, sensed by most people's reaction on Saturday in the Peterhead section, that when the goal went in, there was almost a realisation of, oh, he's hit it, oh, it's actually gone in. There was that element of surprise, which probably caught the keeper off as well. Like you said, you could put two goalkeepers in the net. I don't think either of them saving it. He's caught it really well. He doesn't do simple goals, does he, Conor O'Keefe? You know, you cast your mind back to probably around about this time last year, the two goals. And that'll be massive confidence for him. You know, he's been troubled with injury last season. He was in and out of the squad. Change of manager probably didn't help him either. But he's hit the ground running this season with two fantastic finishes.
And again, he's it's come from a mistake. I wouldn't even call it a mistake for the keeper. He just doesn't hit his back pass very well. It goes straight up in there. But he keeps fighting for the ball. He's got two defenders. And he's determined he's going to take that ball down. And as soon as he takes that ball down, he's got one thing in his mind, and that is just to get forward and hit it from almost the corner of the 18-yard box.
Yeah, you mentioned there, I mentioned it as well, the word fight. That it's something that, you know, really wasn't there last season. It looks like it's there in abundance this season. I think there's going to be a lot of games which are going to be tight in this division, and you're going to have to fight and scrap and win them 50-50s. And that could be the big difference between 1 point and 3 points in this division. You've seen on Saturday the amount of games that ended a draw. Just shows you how important it was going away from home, opening day of the season, and getting that crucial win.
But if games are tight, we know we've got players like Jack Brown, we've got players like Hamish Ritchie, we've got players like Conor O'Keefe, who can produce something special out of nowhere.
Yeah, we seen the team come through on Saturday. You know, we both said to each other, you look at that bench now, and there's an argument to say that every one of them players could actually be starting. Last season, you looked at the bench and you go, we're really lacking an option. Somebody can change the game. You know, somebody can do something. This year, it feels completely different. And that's why I think there's probably more hunger and fight in the team, because, you know, well, if I'm there playing well this week, there's a guy sitting, you know, on the bench willing to take my place.
And as much as we will applaud and you know, lament how good we were going forward, we've got to be pleased with how well we were at the back as well. Getting the three goals was great, getting the 3 points, but picking up a clean sheet as well. Because, you know, towards the end of the game, I think you said that it'd be good to see the defence and Stuart McKenzie picking up a clean sheet. And as you said earlier on, he had a couple of good saves. It's particularly, I think it was just after we'd went 2-0 up. Brilliant save, doing it at his feet. Now, if they get a goal straight away after going 2-0 down, that becomes 2-1. And then they've got bags of time to get back into the game again. So it's a massive, massive save from McKenzie.
Yeah, and just before we got the second, East Fife just coming into the game as well after the injury to Conor Duffy. So a massive 5 minutes in where they didn't score, we did, and then Stuart made the save. Really, really pleased for the back line to get a clean sheet. Very few and far between last season. So again, I go back to, it's a way to a team that's tipped to finish in the top of the table. Bookie's favourites. We've gone away from home brilliantly going forward, but just equally as good at the back. You mentioned it to me on Saturday, I think Jason Brown lost one header the whole game. So again, it just shows you how the level of, you know, quality that we've got at the back. Ryan Strachan as well, even going forward, he was a good hand. Caleb Goldie hardly put a foot wrong against the number 18. Danny Strachan, their natural left back, played really well trying to get up and doing that left hand side. So again, we're praising how well we are going forward, but equally just as good and tight at the back.
And I'll throw David Wilson's name into the hat there as well, because he came on midway through the yeah. second half and for Ryan Strachan, and you know, he didn't look out of place either. And you look at somebody like Nathan Austin, who was obviously going to be tipped to be one of the top goal scorers in the league. I wasn't impressed with him at all. I think he won maybe one or two headers throughout the whole game. Spent most of it on his arse in the park, basically. looking for free kicks and things that weren't there. So we've managed there best threat or biggest threat pretty well, and other than that, they didn't look likely to score.
No, I think Jason had pretty well sewn up throughout the game. Him and Ryan Strachan, really good partnership, communication as well. They're always talking to each other, helping each other out. And I think that's what you need. There's been a few changes coming into the squad, a couple of the younger guys as well. I thought, with Jason right next to Caleb Goldie, always encouraging him, Ryan, trying to get Danny forward. I thought it was really good. It was a good balance. And I was delighted, as you said, David come on towards the end of the second half. It was good to see him back. Then I think he should have gone out and loaned to locals anyway last season, but really good to see him come back. Didn't look out of position at all. Brilliantly played.
And you look at the substitutions that were made as well. It would have been quite easy for once they went 2-0 up, to say, right, okay, we're going to take a couple of forward players off, get another defender on it, and just soak up the pressure for the remaining 20 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it was. But the changes were almost like for like. And we were just saying, right, okay, we'll just bring on fresh legs and just keep going. And that's exactly what had happened. And you mentioned Aaron Reid was run down the left. And it was just giving players fresh options. And everybody that came off the bench was just as good as those that started.
Yeah, like I said, I think that the fact that we've now got quality on the bench as well, I think we'll certainly be using more substitutions. I don't think we're any weaker in any department when you take one player off and replace with another. Fully aware it's only one game, but the early signs are very promising from the opening day.
I think one moment for me, it summed up the sort of whole performance and the desire and the passion within the team was towards the end. Danny Strachan just sort of doing the front of us. I think he won a header in his own half, but not content to just let the header run out. He sprinted down that left hand side, blocked the clearance for the defender, and was still willing to chase the Badoon into the corner. And I think that got just as big a cheer for that than what the goal did.
Agreed. With Nate fight last season, I think it's just so refreshing to see even things like winning a header that goes out for a throw-in. You've won your battle. You've won your individual battle with someone. I don't think a player put a foot wrong on Saturday, and it was good. Like I said, Danny Strachan there, natural left-back, Caleb Goldie on the right-hand side as well. Their number 18 was trying to wind up Caleb a wee bit towards at the start of the game, but he dealt with it brilliantly, and yeah, nobody put a foot wrong in my opinion.
I think it was quite telling that the fact that they're one of their summer signings, the most experienced player they've got within their squad, Brian Easton, was hooked midway through the second half because he was just, I wouldn't say he looked out of place, but he really did struggle.
Yeah, he was caught wanting a few times. Like I said, I mean, we could have had a couple of more goals as well. Certainly, his finer performance, shall we say.
And I was impressed with Robert Ward, who came off the bench as well. He's obviously got a few tricks up his sleeve as well, taking on the fullback. Maybe a couple of them didn't come off, but in a situation like that, where if he's allowed to take on defenders through the course of a game, he's going to be in behind quite a bit. I mean, we've got a pace on both sides of the park now as well.
Yeah, I think when being such an agile sort of player, he was pretty close to beating the fullback on two occasions. And if he'd gotten past him, he was in and set up someone else. Like I said, if he's allowed to be more expressive in that area, then brilliant. I think he'd be a defender's nightmare. 20 minutes ago, and you see Ward come off the bench. I think he'd been run ragged for 60 minutes and 70 minutes as it is. I think he'll be a brilliant addition. Whether he starts every week, whether he comes into the squad, I don't know. I think he'd be an ideal sort of player to come off the bench when defenders are tiring. A dangling a leg in the box or something, you can maybe get something from it. But I thought he had a really good performance, albeit a cameo appearance, but he did really well.
And I should say that his appearance off the bench was probably the only negative out with the whole day was because of Conor Duffy's injury, and it did look like a bad one. It's one of those where the player goes down straight away and he's signalling, he's waving in the hands, and that can only be a bad sign. And the physios took their time. He was doing for a fair bit of time, so hopefully from a guy who struggled last season with injuries, it's not going to be anything too serious.
like you said, Freddie went down, he knew straight away he was in a bit of danger, a little bit of trouble. He was doing for a couple of minutes, so hopefully everything is okay. I think he was such a good player in the first half. Unfortunately, he's had to go off. I think you notice the difference 5 minutes after that we struggled a wee bit. You know, we've lost a key player in Conor Duffy. And fingers crossed everything's okay and he's not out for too long.
Yeah, the early signs is that it's too early to know the full extent. I guess they'll have a better idea on training on Tuesday or Thursday. Obviously, it definitely got to be out for Saturday. How long he's got to be out for, we don't reckon. But hopefully, as you said, it's going to be too long because he's impressed so far.
Yeah, I've been impressed with him coming in. Like you said, he's been troubled by injury. He's done well in the pre-season games that he has done, and it's unfortunate he went off, but yeah, fingers crossed everything's okay over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the referee came in for a bit of criticism, not just from one section of the support, but from both sections of the sport, which tells you how well he performed on Saturday. Just unbelievably poor in terms of not just him, but his both linesmen, his assistant referees, weren't at the races at all, and they were the referee in particular was finding things that nobody else could was even looking for or claiming for, and then the linesmen were not even flagging for balls being for throw-ins and things like that. They were waiting for him to make the decision, and you think to yourself, well, what is the point of these assistant referees?
Yeah, referee's performance was left wanting. I thought, it's fine that we can bring this up in a 3-0 win. It's now one of them gripes of we've got beaten, the referee's been poor. He was poor for both sides. I've yet to see this referee actually have a decent game, to be fair. I think he's poor. Just one example, the ball goes out, 10 yards away for the linesman. He looks at the referee, who's about 40, 50 yards away in the centre of the pitch, waiting for him to give the decision of what way he's going to go. Just really poor, like you said. He was picking up decisions that nobody else really seen, pushes that nobody could pick up on, be it the ones you'd expect a decision to be made on, he didn't give. So, I wasn't impressed with the referee last season in League One. There's maybe a reason why he's also in League Two for performances, I don't know. But yeah, if that's just, I want to name names, but somebody in the crowd also said to us, if that is a referee in the Highland League, he'd be getting into trouble by his bosses. And here we go, it's a referee in League Two. So, yeah, you're hoping the standard's going to improve, but I wouldn't have had my breath.
Yeah, and that is the worrying thing. It's concerning if that is, the level he's at with the first game of the season as well. And I don't think he really even hit a one decision you thought, oh, that was probably the right decision, but everything he was doing, every decision he was making seemed to be the wrong one.
Yeah, I mean, there's some decisions that you can call 50-50 and you go, right, okay, I can see why he's maybe given it that, but some of them were just beyond baffling. Simple things like throw-ins, but, it can lead to bigger things, like the ball being taken from the wrong area, just little things that doesn't maybe make a big difference, but in the grand scheme of things, just his overall performance, like his officials, was really left wanting.
The biggest thing was, I think it was the first half, we've had a shot off the crossbar. I think it's Duffy's gone into it to follow up. Defenders cleared it. He's quite clearly come off the defender. The players are sort of making their way to defend a corner. I think Hamish is going to wait across to take the corner. You watch back the highlights, even the commentator says that's going out for a corner, and lo and behold, what does he give? A goal kick. Just really baffling decisions.
Yeah, and even the linesman waits as though it's like a corner's going to be coming in. He hasn't, run up the halfway up to the halfway line. So yeah, it's a lot of things like that. Performance, like I said, it was left wanting. But as you rightly said, if that is the level of referee we've got in League Two, it's going to be a difficult season. But thankfully, there was no major refereeing issues that cost us any points.
But the thing was, with that one, with that goal kick that they got, which should have been a corner, they go up the other, I wouldn't say straight away, but the goal comes out, they win the header, they get into the corner, and then you suddenly go, well, see if they get someone out of this. That's got to be controversial, but fortunately, we defended it well.
Yeah, I remember saying on Saturday that they had a shot that, you know, narrowly went wide, but had it been taken 10 yards further back from where it was, they would never have gotten in that position to take that shot and goal as well.
Free kicks from the wrong places, yeah.
Yeah, free kicks from, like I said, in the grand scheme of things, it's nothing major, but it's little things. Yeah, you could argue in every free kick they can bang on for it where it is meant to be. But, you know, the general area, some things, like I said, we left one in. But thankfully, we came up the road with 3 points and the refereeing performances, you know, second place.
Yeah, third place, I think is.
Third place, you can say, yeah.
Right, great. Some of your thoughts on Saturday's game. Ethan Massey says, shows that a lot of folk exclusively looked at the results, not knowing absolutely naffle. Those actually seen the games in the League Cup called it and they played. What we played looked miles better, and worth we're told we were speaking nonsense. Not so much nonsense now, and I think that's kind of the feeling of a lot of Peterhead supporters. And when we spoke to a few before the game as well, and they were all pretty confident that not only could we get a result, but the performance would be better as well.
Yeah, I think the performance in the cup games, like I said, I get hung up on the results. If you were to look at a results game just on paper, you'd say, yeah, we've had a really difficult cup campaign. But it sort of means nothing when you go in the league. You're playing different calibre of teams, different players, different styles. And, you know, Ethan's right there. People from the outside looked at it and were calling, right, Peter, he's going to struggle. But those who had watched the games and realised what was happening within the squad realised we've actually got a good team and, you know, it will come together at some point, and it clicked on Saturday.
Graham McLean says, good to see the squad smiling. Thoroughly deserved 3 points, but referee was abysmal at best and little help from the sidelines. Blatantly obvious decision missed by all three. Linesman rightly overruled by to the point on the far side official. Often waited to see where the referee was pointing his flag. Neil Thompson, very pleasing way to start the season. 3 goals and a clean sheet. Although much more potent going forward, keeping things tight at the back is just as important. We're looking much more of a side and can change players without affecting their play too much. And bang on there, Graham and Neil, I think picking up what we said earlier on, you know, we're looking good going forward, but we're looking good at the back, and you know, you make changes and it's not going to affect your style of play.
Yeah, the pleasing thing was also we got the goals, we got the 3 points and up the road, but you know, equally as good was that clean sheet. It's something that, you know, it didn't happen last season. It was very few and far between. So for the players to go to a team that's tipped to win the league, to keep a clean sheet, to nullify their chances as well. You know, it's not like we've had 8, 9, 10 saves and we're keepers with man of the match. He's sure made some two really, really good saves, but I thought the defensive unit, that's what it was. It was a unit rather than players playing individually for themselves. They were playing for a team, and yet delighted if it kept a clean sheet.
I think we controlled the game. I think we were far the better team, and there's no way else you can say it other than we controlled the game and we got out what we deserved.
Agreed. Apart from the 5 minutes after Conor Duthie went off injured, I thought East Fife showed very little going forward. I think they had the two chances that Stewart saved and the one in the first half at the back post and the boy put it wide. But other than that, if that is a team that are tipped to be top of the table, then I really fancy our chances this season.
Sean Beattie says, it's the best I've seen Peterhead in a long time. A bit of passion through the whole team and passing and moving brilliantly. Strong bench as well. All 3 goals, all goals were class, but third one, wow, take a bow, O'Keefe. Lindsay Finlay, we can do this. We have total faith in our squad and management. Peter Bruce, I know it's just one game, but it's good to see us up at the end of the table after last season's shambles. And you know, we're getting excited. We're probably getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. It is just one game. But you have to forgive us for what we put up with last season as Peterhead fans, because we deserve that kind of performance. We deserve, you know, a little bit of something.
Yeah, I mean, even if you go back to the tail end of the season before, you know, the January to May, we only, you know, put a run of 4 wins together to be clear of the 9th place. So it's been a rotten, you know, 18, 20 months for the club, a lot of changes. So, yeah, it is only one game. We are probably maybe getting over ourselves. But that's the advantage of being fans. I'm sure Jordan and Ryan in the changing room would have reiterated exactly that. It's one game. It's a very good start. But there is no point in getting a really good away performance if you're going to back up with a poorer performance at home. So whilst we are, the fans are allowed to be a little bit exuberant, I'm sure the players will be fully focused on, you know, Tuesday night's training session, get a good session going into Saturday's game.
Finally, Ian Kennedy says, played really well, passion, desire and great work to close down and win the ball back when they didn't have possession. Won the battle in midfield and some slick interplay leading to three good goals. The third was a sublime finish. Tells you something about the team's display when loads of the home supporters were leaving before the end. Early days, but very encouraging to get a really good display and 3 points away from home. Also have a far better depth and quality in the squad than we had last season. And again, I think that's echoing exactly what we're saying earlier on.
Yeah, and I hope Ian's okay. Took a wee bit of cramp at the end. He wasn't playing. He was just in the crowd. Took a wee bit of cramp. But yeah, absolutely. He's bang on with what he says. And especially I think that comment right at the end there about the depth in squad. I think as the season goes and, you know, you're going to be, there will be games that eventually get rearranged. I think having that quality and the depth in squad will serve us well.
As Ian said, I think it's been a long time since we cheered three goals. I think that's why he pulled up with cramp. So finally, on set of this game, by request of a number of people, and when I say a number of people, I mean three, we're going to introduce a new segment here on the podcast. We're going to, I'm not sure what we're going to call it yet, but we're going to rate the pies at the away games that we go to this season, and we'll start with obviously East Fife's pies on Saturday. Martin, you were impressed with the East Fife pie?
Yeah, I was impressed with it. It was a well filled pie, but also the price of it as well. You know, what was it, £2 a pie? I mean, £2.50. I mean, there's some places you go to, you're £4 for a pie. So yeah. I couldn't have fault it. Maybe a little bit more gravy. A solid 7 out of 10 is what I gave it. In fact, it was so good we had two. We went back at half time and got another one. So I'll tell you how good the pie was.
Well, we needed to just double check it was all right. Just make sure that the Eanes at half time weren't as different to the Eanes earlier on. But yeah, it was really good. And you know what, as well, I think the whole, the pricing as well was really good because, you know, your bars of chocolate is. It was just chocolate on the menu, but you know you get your Twixes, your Mars bars, and things like that. But just a pound, you can get your tins of Iron Brew and things like that for £1.50 as well. So I think it was really good pricing, actually.
Yeah, I kind of complain. You know, even the bar itself, just a soft type. But again, it wasn't overly expensive. But I think the general setup, I've got to admit, it's the first time I've been doing there. I can't, you've been before, but first time I was there, so I can tick that one off the list of grounds that I've been. But I thought the setup was pretty good. Even our social club beforehand, everybody mixed with each other, you know, home and away fans. So, yeah, it was good to see. It was a good day. Probably better because we got the 3 points, mind you. But, yeah, I thought the general way it was set up, you know, very easy with the ticket on your phone as well, QR code scanned and the bother. So, yeah, couldn't have fault the set up, but he's fine, to be honest.
And it's card or cash payment as well, which is a good thing, which I think a lot of clubs are introducing new as well, which I think is the modern way of doing things because I very rarely carry cash myself these days.
Yeah, I think if you're, you know, especially small, I say smaller clubs loosely, but especially in Scotland, you try and take any additional money that you can. I think now for a club to be solely cash only, they're sort of, you know, shooting themselves in the foot a wee bit. Had it been, you know, cash only, neither of us would have bought anything on Saturday. So again, they've taken on a little bit of money for their goods. But yeah, I think the way society is now, cash and card procedures are pretty common.
So that's a solid 7 out of 10. We'll put that on the leaderboard. That's obviously going to be leading at the minute. We'll see how the rest goes for over the season. Before we get on to set of this game, piece of news last week was Aaron Smith's loan to Buckenhaven Hearts. And I think I don't know how, if this was put on, it was going to be planned or anything. It was just a case of getting through the League Cup first and then put him out on loan. But I think it's probably the right thing to do for him and for his development, not just as a player, but obviously just as a young man as well, still making his way. 16, these things can be quite daunting, being in a, you know, I feel like a man's dressing room, you know, with players who are experienced and things like that. So hopefully this will be good for him. And again, it's about that local engagement with the club, soon about us again, you know, getting that link back, that strong link back, I should say, between Peterhead and the Buckenhaven Hearts and clubs like that.
Yeah, I'm struggling to see any negative from it. I think it's good for the player. I think it's good for Peterhead. I think it's good for the Heritage. You said that local connection as well. I think it's brilliant that they've got that set up once again. You know, and as you said, I think it'll be good for Aaron's development, not only as a player, but as a young man as well. I think the dressing room, there's a lot of strong characters in the Peterhead changing room, thankfully. And I'm not saying he'll be overawed or intimidated by anything, but you know, he seems a very quiet lad. So I think going out to the Heritage, he's scored a really, you know, okay, it's a penalty, but a very calm finish on Saturday. I think he'll do the world of good. And I think it'll benefit the Heritage as well. So yeah, I think it's a win situation all around for everyone.
I think Ryan and Jordan, we would probably look after him anyway, and I think that the players within the Peterhead squad would look after him regardless if he was on loan or no. So, I mean, it's good for him. And as you said, he got off to a winning start at the Heritage. They won the game 4-0 and he scored there for the penalty spot as well. And I think somebody said on his social media that he was taken down by the goalkeeper when he was through. So, you know, he could have probably scored before that, but then obviously he was given the opportunity to score for the spot.
Yeah, I also think, you know, for him as a person to take, you know, to want to take that penalty, isn't it just won it and then shied away from it? You know, he wants to take it, step up the confidence and the nerves that you'd hate taking that spot, Kent. So yeah, like I said, I think it's a win-win situation all around for everyone.
So that's a loan until the end of January, so we'll keep an eye on his development over the next 6 months. It might be one of those situations where all parties sort of look at it and go, well, we'll extend it to the end of the season. It might be a case that, you know, how things go for our season in terms of players and suspensions and injuries and things like that, he may need to be used again second half of the season. So, you know, as I've said, it can only be a win-win for everybody.
I think it'll also be good in terms, you know, going forward as well. If you know, he's playing well for the Heritage, then it could be a common thing where if Peterhead are looking at the local talent that's in the area, which, you know, has been discussed numerous times over the course of the last few years, then it could be a good link-up where a young player will come in, they'll be in the fringes of the squad, but then go to the Heritage on loan, whether it be 6 months, a year. And, you know, it could be something that becomes more common, but I certainly think it could be something that works out.
Yeah, and much like Danny Sharkin, who's obviously a Peterhead guy himself, it shows that the young players in and around Peterhead, that we actually were, as a club, when they sort of overlooking these players, we will look to take them on, develop them in any sort of shape or form.
I think in the past they've maybe been guilty of, you know, overlooking that area within the club, but I certainly think now we're the way everything's set up internally, I think it could be something that has become more common.
Yep, and I should just say one other thing as well. You mentioned about set-ups and things like that. Peterhead Supporters Club have announced as well that on the 28th of, I should have written the date before we started recording, but tail end of August, I think it is the 28th, it's a Monday night. They are hosting a Q&A with Ryan and Jordan at 8 o'clock at Balmore, so that'll be a good exercise again. And as we said before, Ryan and Jordan are so open and so transparent that this will be a good night, and I think they win a shirk away from any difficult questions, although I wouldn't anticipate any difficult questions.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Credit to the supporters club. Again, we attended AGM weekend. It was something they were looking to set up. And credit to Ryan and Jordan as well. They said once our schedule sort of calmed down a wee bit that they would be looking to get involved. So thankfully that's come to fruition. So yeah, I wouldn't imagine there being many difficult questions. Like you said, they're very open. They're very transparent where they can be. And I think that brings that supporters and the club together. It might seem a little thing, you know, a half hour or an hour Q&A, but, you know, to supporters, you know, getting more information about the club, the team, the players, it can be a big thing and just sort of unites everyone even further.
So, off the back of Saturday's 3-0 win. We'll now kick off our home campaign on Saturday to Stenhouse Weir, another side who has been offered up as potentials for certainly playoff spots, potentially up there for winning the title as well. And they got off to 0-0 on Saturday against Forfar, again another side that, you know, is fancied. So already taking points off each other, which I think you set up after the game on Saturday. So it'll probably be another tough one. But if we play the way that we played on Saturday, then I think we should be under any illusions that we can pick up another 3 points here.
Yeah, like you said, there's a few teams in this division that's fancied to be up in around the promotion playoffs. I think this will be, we'll probably say it most games, it's going to be a difficult game. But we've got confidence going into it. Last season, we really didn't hear that. So this year, I think it'll be completely different. They've shown how well they were going forward. I don't think Stenhouse Muir will fancy it that much. Obviously, they didn't win their opening game, but going away to a team that's just won 3-0 away from home, it certainly, I'd imagine there'd be a lot of clubs maybe looked at the results on Saturday and gone, ooh, didn't fancy Peterhead to get a 3-0 win there. So, you know, that can work in our favour. Whether Stenhouse Muir want to come up and try and get the 3 points and be open and expansive, we'll need to wait and see, but I'd be confident of a good performance, and hopefully we get the result to back that up.
It's been 5 years since we played them in the league, 2017-18. Played them 4 times in the league. They won 3, we won 1, and obviously then they went on to beat us in the playoff 2-1 on aggregate. They went up that season as well. So we did have the one Scottish Cup game, I think in 2021, I think it was. One of the COVID seasons when they come up,
yeah,
some random Thursday night or something, something like that, and won 1-0. It's a side that traditionally Jim McAnally seemed to struggle against and didn't get the better of. But this is a completely different setup for both sides, and it's a chance for us to sort of build on the good things, the good performance last week, and the good feeling round about. And sort of building already a lead.
I think, forgive me, I don't know whether it was Ryan or Jordan, but I remember one of them saying they wanted to make Ballymore almost a fortress this season. You know, they didn't want teams coming up here and hitting it easier than like what they've done maybe over the last 2 years. They wanted to make it difficult for teams. Just certain things like moving the way the sprinklers work it on the pitch as well for making the grass nice and slick. You know, all these little things will play a part. And like you said, we've got a chance to get another win the board even this early on to try and build a lead on some of the teams. And if, you know, if you can beat Stenhouse Muir, that's already 5 points of difference, like you said, very early days. But, you know, you've got to set your stall out nice and early, and I think that'll be the case on Saturday.
Yeah, their League Cup campaign, they beat St Johnston 1-0, but I think if everybody beat St Johnston, so
that's the way to say everybody beat St Johnston.
Everybody seems to be beating St Johnston. Then they lost the next three after that, so they didn't do particularly well. They finished sixth last season, hoping to build on that, but they've only got 16 players in their squad, which is the smallest in League 2. That, I think, is probably going to come back against them. Obviously, there's still time in the window. Till the end of August, and obviously the loan window as well. But at this early stage, you can see the difference between what Ryan and Jordan have done, you know, getting their business done early, getting a settled squad, and compared to what maybe Stenny have done, they've only got the 16 players in.
I think we'll certainly want to underestimate Stenny. I mean, any team that, okay, St Johnstone's in a poor season, but it's still a Premiership club at this moment in time. But, you know, this weekend, you didn't have to take the cup games too seriously in terms of what the results were. I think Ryan and Jordan will certainly install that in the players that Stenhouse Muir are going to be a pushover. They've maybe got a small squad, but it is early on in the season. They will be fresh, they will be raring to go. But, you know, if you can set a good marker down nice and early in the game, then you give yourself the perfect platform to build on.
So Conor Duffy, we think, was probably going to be missing, unavailable. So you would anticipate, if you're going to make any change, it would just be that one change, and it would be Robert Ward coming in for Conor Duffy. Scott Ross should be available as well, you know, which gives the managers a bit of a corner. You know, do you bring him in? for his experience, or do you stick with the players that had played so well on Saturday? And, you know, if you're looking at it that way, so, well, you know, just go with the same 11 apart from obviously Conor Duffy.
And you know, if it's early on in the season, I wouldn't make any changes apart from one that's enforced. I guess it would really depend on how Ryan Strachan's feeling. McKinney's been troubled with injuries in the past. We have said now that it's a squad that, you know, players can drop in and out as they wish. We know, going from speaking to Ryan and Jordan previously, that they wanted to be playing less games. I thought it was interesting on Saturday that obviously Jordan didn't start the game, but then Ryan came off and Jordan went on. Wasn't a straight swap, but you know, there was always one of them in the dugout. I'd be interested to see if that's going to be a common thing in the league games. It wasn't so much, you know, in the cup games. I wonder whether there's always going to be a co-manager on the sideline. Thought that was interesting. But to me, I wouldn't be looking to make any changes apart from any that's enforced.
And you wouldn't really want to kind of upset the sort of rhythm of it. And as I said, why change a winning side unless it's an enforced one?
I'd keep it the same. Like I said, I wouldn't go making any changes unless it's enforced, whether there's anybody picks up an injury or they're feeling anything towards the weekend. But you want to try and build a bit of fluidity within the squad. You want to try and make them, I wouldn't say gel, but, you know, get used to each other's performance and seeing the way they're going to work together. And that's only going to come by playing competitive games together. Obviously, there was a lot of change within the cup games to give everybody minutes and fitness. But now that you're into the bread and butter of it, I wouldn't make changes.
So HMS Pistol League has left the dock, and we're well on our way, and hopefully we get another performance like we did on Saturday, just to really cap things off, because it would be such a typical Peterhead thing to do, you know, have such a great away win, great performance, and then, you know, play at home and just not do nothing. But the thing is, you might find that Steny and other teams may then come up and be a little bit more defensive. And it's about us being a bit more patient.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely different to last season when teams come up and sort of battered us. I think it will be the complete opposite. I think we're going to have to be very patient, which is why players like Ward coming off the bench later on in games could be to our advantage. I think we're going to be easily rolled over. But, as you said, it would be very typical to put in a good performance away from home and then not back it up with a good performance at home. But like I said, the fans, we're allowed to get excited with things, but I'm sure the managers in the dressing room and at training will be certainly keeping their feet on the floor. Prime example, Jason Brown, we're 3-0 up, it's the 93rd minute, and he's screaming for Danny to get back into position from a throw-in. So little things like that, you think that the players aren't I wouldn't say let it slip, it's a Steven Gerrard thing, but, you know, I think they're going to show that fight to keep going, and I'd be very surprised if we didn't put in a performance on Saturday.
You're listening to the Blue Tune Podcast.
Right, now joining me on the podcast to get his insight on Saturday's game is Conor Ferguson. Conor, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. I appreciate you coming on. Thanks for being on. How was Steny's sort of summer transfer window? How was business?
Yeah, it was really good. I think we brought in quite a few good, decent players and strengthening positions that we've been needing to strengthen. And I think it's not over yet. There's certainly some more players to be coming in, but you know, we're looking for like a left back. We've got brought in Eaton Lynch as well. Gregor Buchanan back in defence. Darren Jameson, I think, is a brilliant signing for us, coming from Kelly, our new keeper. Ross Meekin as well, from Davo. Yeah, I think it's been a good transfer window. But no, definitely still some few folk to come through the door, I think.
16 players, I think, you've got in your squad, which I think is the smallest in the league. As you said, it's probably likely more players to come in.
No, definitely. I think Gary nearly started himself a few times in the pre-season friendlies.
just to get a team together. Is it concerning though that you've had sort of the whole window to get players in, and you've still just got the 16, or is it a case of waiting for the right players, maybe?
I think it's waiting for the right players, to be honest. From the way Gary's speaking, he's been very calculative with his signings. every signing I think he's made has been one that's going to, he's got, people are going to get game time and play in the squad. You know, some like proven people at this level as well. I think he wants to go out and win the league straight away. So it's definitely a case of just being patient and getting the right person. You know, it's not just about getting a player in that can perform; it's getting a player in that can fit with the squad that he's trying to build as well, and the characteristics in the dressing room. So it's you know, there's many factors to it all. So no, I definitely trust his ability when it comes to picking a player. And I think the player he does bring in will be a very good player and will be definitely the right fit for the club.
And do you look at the League Cup results and do you read anything into that? I know you beat St Johnston but then lost the other three. So do you take it in account of those kind of things, or do you say, well, that's a sort of separate entity and we'll focus on the league?
Yeah, I tell you what though, with the St Johnston game as well, I remember watching the St Johnston game and the performance we put in was absolutely brilliant. It was like you didn't know which team was the Premiership team. Now, I didn't think St Johnston played all that badly, but the way we were playing with like Matty Yates up front, that, you know, just pressing all the time, out of the pressing, then every time they were hot on us, the defence just held their own, just soaked up the pressure. It was like, it was really good to see. And see, like, throughout the whole league like, campaign, maybe we were unfortunate against Stirling Albion. You know, the first half was just, it was a little bit poor, couldn't find their feet. But again, after the response in the second half, you know, it was definitely an improvement. I even seen it when we played there. It was, you can see what Gary's trying to do on the field. The defence has been absolutely tight. I think it's just little tweaks and getting the right person in, like we were talking about. And we just went out to prove ourselves, really. We were the lowest ranked team in that group. You know, every team was above us, and I think we certainly held our own and showed the talent we've got. But no, it's definitely about the league now, and all focus on that.
You mentioned that Gary Nace was looking to win the league. You are one of the fancied sides, probably one of four or five that the folk are looking at as potential winners. Is that something that it suits with you, or would you prefer to maybe just fly under the radar a little bit?
I mean, such a tight league, isn't it? I don't think there's a standout for me. You know, you've got yourselves, us. Well, I thought East Fife, but they got turned over. Fofa as well, you know, they put up a good fight at the weekend. Don't get me wrong, they weren't anything impressive, but they put up a good fight. So, but going into it, you've got to put yourself as favourites and that, and you've got to believe in yourself. And definitely, if we don't win the league, we want to certainly be pushing for that playoffs and hopefully going away with something in the playoffs. But I'm optimistic, though. It's, you look at the players we've got in the squads, and especially if we can still keep a hold of Matty Yates, I think that'll be such a big benefit to the club if we can keep a hold of him throughout the season. But yeah, it's just a case of recruiting well and holding our own. And when we, on Saturday there, it looked very positive. I think we were unlucky not to come away with something. And Fofa being a team that's going to be up in the top of the league, it was good to see us putting in a battling performance. But yeah,
I think you said, did you hit the post as well at one point?
Twice, yeah.
Twice.
right in the 90th minute, it was a handball as well. Hit off his left hand and then flicked onto the post. Ref was given nothing, absolutely nothing in that game. So I was going daft, but
it's fine margins, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you look at Saturday's game, then who are the kind of players that you think are the standout ones that could make a difference for you?
Definitely Matty Yates for a starter. The boy's creativity for this league, I think, is brilliant. He's just his movement is intelligent. He makes smart runs, gets on the ball. We've got Ewan O'Reilly as well, that got running down the wing. I think he can deliver in a good ball. For me personally, though, I think where we're going to certainly win most of our battles is in defence with Ross Meakin and Gregor Buchanan. And in front of them, we've got Nat Wedderburn just holding in front of them as well. During the League Cup campaign, I looked at them all and we were just so solid. Nicky Jameson and Gregor Buchanan, that'll be a a good partnership to develop, and I don't think many strikers will get through them. Nicky Jameson's just, I think he should be playing at a higher level, if anything at League One level. He's just no nonsense, just gets the ball, clears it away. He's so physical, you're not bullying him off the ball. Same in that Wedderburn, like, you look at that Wedderburn, he's just, I wouldn't steal his chips anyway, I'll tell you that. He's just big presence, gets the ball, does all the basics well, can just pass it, moves forward. He's not fast, but he's just intelligent with the ball. So I think where we're going to win most of the games is with the battle on defence. And also, we've got DJ, who's Darren Jameson, and he's a good, really good goalkeeper for this level as well. So I think with us, if we can get the first goal, definitely it's in our corner, and definitely with our defence. Like,
it's a small squad, but it's a squad that's got a lot of experience in it.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And you look at Peter Hayes' result on Saturday. Obviously, we were quite surprised by it. Did you guys kind of look at that result and sort of maybe take a little bit of notice, or was it maybe a result you expected?
I don't think it was expected, to be honest. But for me, when you look at Peterhead coming down, it was a big change for you guys, almost coming down to the league. And you know, I think you have recruited well, though, certainly, and it's a bit of a wake up call for every team in that league, not just us. I don't think Gary's going to go in and approach it any differently, though. I think he's wanting to go and attack every team that he goes we're playing against. It's all about like winning the game at the end of the day. So. No, I don't think anything changes, but it's certainly a shock for the system.
Yeah,
I thought East Fife were going to be strong this year, especially with signing Nathan Austin and that. But I think any team can get a result in this league. Well, maybe not Elgin, but
that's what I say. It's an old cliche. Everybody can take points off of everybody, but we'll see how that kind of goes. It's been about 5 years since we've. Been in the same league. It's been a while. There obviously was that one Scottish Cup tie a couple of seasons ago during the COVID kind of stuff. So it's good to kind of get the old Peter Hayes Stenny games back again.
Yeah, absolutely. You looking forward to coming down when you come down?
Yeah, we're sort of looking at the away fixtures later on, and yes, Stenny's definitely won't be ticking off again.
Yeah, you need to get a pie.
We'll get the pie, because well, that's one of the things we've started this season. We're going to rate all the pies for the away ground, so we'll see how it goes.
I'm looking forward to coming up and getting a chippy.
Yeah, aye, you've been up before.
Yeah, just for working that. I go up to Aberdeen quite a bit, so I go through like Mintlaw or stuff like that, and then up to Peterhead as well. So I like it up there. Yeah, it's a good part of the world.
Are you expecting a good crowd coming up on Saturday, you think?
Yeah, I think there's a supporters bus going up as well. So yeah, definitely. I feel like we're going to get a good back in this season. I've seen it in the League Cup as well. When we played there, it was down in Cumnock as well. We took some good folk down there. I also see that it's still in Albion. I know that's just up the road, but no, I think there's a bus or two going up, and it'll be a good back in league.
Okay,
especially if we can get off the momentum. Sorry, what
you're saying? Yeah, as I say, final question then is, what's your score prediction for Saturday?
I think it'll be a low scoring game, but I think we'll get the goal first. So I'm going to say 1-0. I'm going to say we score first and then hold it. It was 1-0 or 2-1, yeah. But Stenhouse knew win.
Okay, Conor, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate you coming on, and hopefully we'll catch up with you at some point over the season.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
And that is it for this week. We do hope you have enjoyed it. My thanks goes to Conor Ferguson for joining me to preview the Stenhouse Muir game, and of course to Martin Smith for his insight. A big thank you to everyone for listening and for your comments and questions. We do appreciate it. Do keep them coming in. Martin and I will be back again next week. So until then, stay safe, and we'll see you all again very soon.